This is St. Louis Public Radio. The St. Louis-based nonprofit Prison Performing Arts has been putting on plays with incarcerated people since 1999, continuing the work its founder, the late Agnes Wilcox, began earlier. The final play she developed was a hip-hop adaptation of William Shakespeare's Hamlet. It was written in a collaboration between prisoners at the Northwest Correctional Center in Bowling Green, Missouri, and the Chicago-based theater makers Q Brothers. Last month, a group of women at the prison in Vandalia performed the show, led by artistic director Christopher Limber. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin was there.
It's opening night for Hip Hop Hamlet, and more than 200 incarcerated women are packing into a gymnasium. They're dressed in baggy, khaki-colored clothes. Later in the week, the cast will perform for an audience of family and invited guests. This show is for fellow members of the prison population. Shakespeare scholars like to talk about how his plays can help us get in better touch with the things that make us human. That plays out for these women at a very basic level. When they're rehearsing or performing with Prison Performing Arts Program, they're allowed to have some basic human contact that isn't allowed out in the prison yard or in the dorms.
So we get to be closer to each other.
That's Autumn Smith. She plays Hamlet.
We get to, hugging, of course, isn't something we're supposed to do. We're supposed to have no hands-on contact with anybody. But in here, we get to do that. We get to have that moment. It's something that women, or really people in general, need. We need that.
Sitting next to her is Laura Halsey. She plays Ophelia.
We can't dance on the walk or on the yard. We can't just walk in the, you know, cafeteria and just sing when we want. You know what I mean? We're told what to do constantly, all day, every single day. So this is our free zone. I can hug her just like I am now. And see, and Miss Nelson doesn't mind because she knows that this is PPA related.
The women in this cast have been incarcerated for a wide range of reasons. One is due for release in October. Others will be here much longer.
First degree assault, class B felony. I got into an altercation with a group of girls.
I have two forgeries, a burglary, and
first degree involuntary manslaughter and second degree assault. I was in a drinking and driving related wreck.
Second degree murder. I'm here for 50 years.
Few of them had much experience with theater before this program. Rachel Stouty says standing on a stage in front of a bunch of people does not come naturally to her. But near the end of the show, she briefly takes center stage, putting to music a few of Hamlet's more famous lines. The part when he talks about the godly traits of human beings, but wonders what we're all worth in the end.
The beauty of the world, the paragon of animals, and yet now, what is this quintessence of dust?
Hamlet famously tells a friend that he can see his own dead father in his mind's eye. For Amy Sherrill, who plays Polonius, rehearsing and performing plays gives her a fleeting chance to at least feel free.
There's so many times that I'm in the middle of a rehearsal and I look around and an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours have gone by and we have laughed and been embarrassed and then just realized that I didn't feel like I was incarcerated right then. Right then, for those 3 hours, I was not here right now. That's priceless.
The rest is silence.
The performance this night is a huge success. There's a loud ovation. Several women in the audience stand up during a Q&A to thank the actors for inspiring them. After, folks are leaving the gym, and cast and crew are breaking down the cardboard set. Someone rushes up to hug Laura Halsey, the woman who plays Ophelia. A prison staffer sees this and gives a two-word command. No contact. After all, the play is over. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.